Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, life-transforming advice, shir number 7. And we finished chapter 1 of Gateway to Happiness, of talking about how happiness is an obligation and it brings tremendous pleasure in a person's life and it accesses a person's greatest potential. Chapter 2, which we're starting today, is appreciating what you have. Ezer Usher Hasameach Bechelka, who is rich, that who is happy in his, with his lot. And we're going to talk about that today. The Mesillas Yesharim says, Ha'adam lo nivra ela lehisaneg el Hashem. Man was created to derive pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mention it in the Sefer, but Rav Gamliel used to say often that his Rebbes, when they learned this, Ha'adam lo nivra ela lehisaneg, period. El Hashem is a separate part of the pleasure, meaning that man was created to enjoy. In other words, the concept of enjoying life, even the physical world, is a healthy thing. And of course, one has to avoid overindulgence that could destroy one's life. But there, Hashem wants a person to enjoy, and with that joy, to have hakaras hatov and gratefulness. That's why he brings the Altar for Slobodka, from Nassim Tzvi Finkel, said that this pleasure is not just talking about Olam Haba, but to this world as well. Every person is surrounded with limitless potential for pleasure and enjoyment. You don't have to pursue it. Not even healthy to pursue and run all over the place to try to seek pleasure, but very easily it's attainable. It's in your hands. The world with all its details is a source of tremendous pleasure. Both a person's experience in the physical realm and his experience in the spiritual realm gives him tremendous amount, or her, tremendous amount of potential for happiness without end. What destroys this potential and what makes us unhappy is we're used to what we already have and we take it for granted. Mishiyesh lo mona, writes a Messiah. One already has 100, he wants 200. And the idea being is to be happy and grateful for the 100 that you've received, that you already have. The natural world brings so much hana to a person. The beautiful sights, the beautiful experiences, the foliage in the fall of the colors of the leaf changing, and so on and so forth. And this helps us have an emotional feeling for the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Arat Safa, the Altar of Slobodka says, that's why the Chazal created these Berch Brachos, like Berchas HaShachar, Berchas Haidah, to accentuate that emotional feeling that should come together with this pleasure that you received. It makes sense to want to master that midah, to take pleasure in what you already have. Whatever you have, you can have pleasure from it that's dependent on yourself and on your mindset, on the fact that you have it. Hasameach bechelkai, you're happy with what you have. And when you acquire this attribute, then you can live with a pleasure your entire life. Now, there's no reason and there's nothing wrong with asking for more in a respectful way, realizing who else are you going to turn to other than Hashem. So, for example, if a couple has a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment, and it was fine for when they first got married, but now, Baruch Hashem, they have 1 child, 2 child, 3 children, and it's getting cramped. So there's 2 parts to this. One part is, yes, you thank Hashem for the apartment that you do have, even though it's a little tight and a little cramped. You have many tzaddikim that were known to live in very short, small quarters and thrived and were happy. It was Mamash Gan Eden in their house, despite the narrow space. But of course, there's nothing wrong. You basically tell Hashem, the Haidah, I thank you so much for the beautiful, wonderful apartment that you've given us all these years. You have a right, and Hashem wants you to be Mavakesh, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, thank you for giving us more children and extended family. And it's a little hard, you know, to in this small apartment, would please Hashem help us, that we should be financially able and to, as Hashem, find the right apartment with more space. There's nothing wrong with that. It says, a nice home widens a person's mind, in Ruchnius as well. So there's nothing wrong with asking for more and requesting for a harchava, for a wideness in that whatever Hashem is giving and wants to give more. But at the same time, together with that, there needs to be developed in our personality a tremendous hakaras hatayv and happiness and acceptance, full acceptance of Baruch Hashem, what we have now. And we learn to love Hashem by appreciating the world. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Yisaydei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that the way to achieve love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to concentrate on His deeds and on the creation and become aware of His infinite kindness and wisdom. Infinite wisdom and ultimately infinite kindness. The more you appreciate the complexity and beauty of the world, the greater your appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be. When you study, that's what the Chayv HaSalvav is, Shar HaBechina, when you study creation, it is a chiyuv to study the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when you study it properly and you become aware of the amazing, astounding complexity of the human body, of the physical world that we live in, it creates in within us a feeling of love and reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pick just taste and smell. These senses are like an astounding chemical laboratory. In a fraction of a second, they can identify the chemical structure of the compounds that would take a chemist much time to analyze by standard laboratory methods. Our senses are necessary for our health, since they warn us about dangerous toxins that could cause us harm. These senses also trigger the digestion process. Smelling good food immediately affects metabolism. It starts the secretion of the saliva and the stomach juices even before eating begins. So awareness of what is going on within and around you helps you appreciate what you have to be thankful for. And again, a good address would be the Shar HaBechina, which is the second shar of Chayv HaSalvavos, or to use the Avigdor Miller's interpretation of it, really, really helps you develop that wisdom and then that Hakaras HaTayv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate what indeed you have. You have the ability to use your mind intelligently. And you use your mind for these jewels of thoughts. Use your mind to bring out your best potential and the best potential to benefit the world. And he brings down here, if you see the beauty and wisdom of every blade of grass, that gives you an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sky, the clouds, the sun, the moon. And that brings to an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another yesod that we're going to talk about, Be'ezus Hashem, is that it's in the mind. Yes, there are situations where people have a downness, a depression, or an anxiety that needs to be treated, and that's a shmartam es nafshei seichem. But whether you are extremely anxious and you need that extra help, or whether you don't, every person has the ability to, whatever level they can, to use their mind and heart to work on appreciation, to work on growing, to work on using your mind to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize His wisdom in creation and His kindness in creation, His wisdom in the functioning of your body and the kindness of that. The wisdom of everything that is around you, how Hashem is orchestrating everything for you on a personal level, and His kindness towards you. And this appreciating what you have increases a tremendous Simchas HaChaim. In the Shalom Bayis groups, we discuss how the Hakaras HaTayv and appreciating what you have is the cornerstone of a happy and healthy marriage, and how you thrive from that. Bracha and Hatzlacha.